Ron here tonight, Ron Hanna, who will be our secretary soon for the Design Review Board. Tonight, we have our interim planning director, Mr. Tommy Paradise, who will be sitting in the secretary position shortly. In the meantime, our commission is going to review the May meeting, and I believe that we also have a special meeting that needs to be moved separately. Mm-hmm. Do you know that, Ron? Is that what I was seeing in an email regarding the two sets of minutes?
Yes, sir. There's one set of minutes for the special meeting and then one set of minutes for the previous meeting.
Yeah, and I think she wanted a separate motion. We usually make a combined motion for the meeting and the work session. So, at any rate, if you all could entertain a motion on
that. Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes from the work session and the main meeting May 5th, 2015.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion second. All approve. All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, that meeting minutes are approved. And then the next one would be the special meeting on May 19th.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes from the special meeting from May 19th.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion second. All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay. Three. Yeah. Okay, now... I believe that we're at the point now that we could ask our interim planning director to review the application A1, if you don't mind, Mr. Paradise.
This is for 218 York Street Southeast. The applicant is requesting approval to add security grills to the doors and windows on the building at 218 York Street Southeast. Location of the doors and the windows are marked on the floor plan attached to the application. Other items requested by the applicant have been approved administratively, including signs and a picket-style swing gate. 218 York Street Southeast is located in the Old Aiken Overlay District in the Downtown Business District. In your review of the application, refer to sections of the Old Aiken Design Guidelines on entrances and doors on page 91, and windows and storm windows on page 96.
Okay. All right, thank you. If you could come forward and to the lectern right there, and if you'll just state your name, it'll automatically record your presence with us tonight.
Okay, my name is Tom Messiag.
All right, thank you. Is there anything that you would like to add to the description of what you're proposing?
Well, I don't know if there's anything more I can add other than if you have other questions. I guess it sounded like everything else was approved. You're really reviewing now more the security issues that I had there. I don't know that I can say anything more about it. It looks pretty self-explanatory. I guess it's just whether it meets your approval or it won't down there. I was just looking for something for extra security, if I could do that.
Sure. And we've I think already had some positive comments on the restoration of the porch. That, you know, I think previously it had a screen porch.
Yes.
And now it'll be more like the original open porch. That's a big improvement, I think. But I'll see if we have any other questions, and if you don't mind standing by there.
Okay, so as far as I'm understanding, then the signage and everything else has been approved. We're just questioning at this point the security
the design grills. of the grills.
Okay.
And I think if I can go ahead, I'll just mention that the house is already has a lot of character.
Yes.
And I think people admire it driving across the bridge there.
That was what Susan French mentioned to me, was that that maybe wouldn't be within the character. What else was there? Putting those on there might be a little disturbing, but she was also saying that if you don't approve it, that's certainly on the side that's facing the railroad tracks. And there's even one window that's right in front of a stairway that I could probably put some security grills there because they're not those items that would be noticeable.
Yeah, and I think there might be an in-between solution. Personally, I felt that the ornate grill work that seemed to be added in was drawing attention to the grill, and it'll be there all the time. I don't think it's open and closed. I mean, it probably has an ability to open it, but it's essentially going to be there on your window at all the time, these circular sort of things. So I wonder if... we'll have to see how others feel about just a regular grill. I mean, we understand why you would want to secure it, and the good thing about it is that if somebody bought it 5 years from now or something, they could be removed.
Yes.
But in the meantime, can they be simpler? Just
okay. Right, are you just talking about something that's just like bars without the decorative? Enhancements,
right.
On it. Yeah, that's possible. Also, I just thought that maybe we might want something a little fancier. That's why I went to that. Otherwise,
yeah
it's also probably even cheaper without the without the curly cues on it.
Right. Yeah, whatever you want to call those. Now, would others like to speak with respect to that?
Is there any way you could put this inside so it wouldn't be visible?
That is possible in some places. Certainly. I was looking, and it looked like possibly the windows might be able to be done inside. The doorways, well, it's a whole doorway, and then they got an area where there's a kind of a French door, double door, and that looks like a weak area to me. I don't know what else.
Does that face the street?
It faces the street, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there's the front door on the porch, and then there's that little breezeway.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one door there, and a little further down there's the double French doors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I also wonder if these are being fabricated locally, custom made for the window opening. Is that right?
Well, the items I had fixed for the windows, they either came from Lowe's or from Home Depot. The doors, same thing. Mm-hmm. And those are just standard now. I don't know if things are odd enough shape because of the age, although it just looks like some things have been standardized over the years because the doors were a lot different then.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I might need something custom made anyway. I was just going as a kind of a go-by on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, to address maybe to Ms. Knowles' concern, they have the windows have a distinct sort of character here, where they
yes
they. They look like they look like they may open sideways rather than up, and they're not double hung.
I'm not sure how those are there after all these years. I don't even know if the windows really open anymore.
Yeah. So that made me wonder: could you get the grills made so that they sort of reflect the two? What are the type windows I'm thinking about?
Casement.
Yeah, so that they look like they are made for the casement.
Mm-hmm.
And then you almost don't even notice the grill.
I could look further into that as well as it might be possible for a grill to be placed inside the windows on the windows versus
yeah
the doors.
Yeah.
But if it's going to something else, I can see what you're looking at. The doors might be a little harder to deal with
yeah
doing something inside.
Correct. Now, the I think that most people will let them speak, but would their main concern was the filigree
okay
stuff, and that if you just went back to a straight bars,
right?
We probably wouldn't have a a negative vote on it. I think we may be in danger of not approving the ones with all the curly. I don't think the building needs it, for one thing. It's
okay.
It's you know, attractive enough without it.
Okay, yeah.
And it almost conflicts.
Yeah, I think he kept it real simple.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm also wondering that after this meeting, whatever your decision is, if it's approved for something, if I can come back and discuss with some of the members more specifically. It's hard
sure.
to maybe keep in mind what we're talking about now.
Right.
Okay.
In fact, this could have been approved administratively if it didn't have the ornate aspect of it.
I didn't realize I was getting into an area that would.
Well, that requires a committee to look at something that's that different and has an impact on the exterior.
Right.
So it's very well or possible that if we backed off on the ornate add-on stuff, mm-hmm. that then it just goes back into an administrative review, right, Tommy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so if we could actually, if somebody wanted to make a motion to that effect, that we would approve. Now y'all have to decide if you want to do it, but approve the simple grill work.
Okay.
And then you could come back with more specific, layout.
What I've seen on these simple grill work, there's two basic patterns I've noticed, and that's the straight up and down, the vertical ones. But I've seen the ones that are like little square patterns, almost like the windows. Mm-hmm. And I think that could possibly, to me, I think it looks like a little more attractive option.
And it might be less expensive to do two smaller grills that just more or less fit the casement frame itself.
Right.
And wouldn't detract. That's a very distinct character that mm-hmm. that a lot of to that building. I don't know how many frame buildings we have with casements like that. So if someone wants to make a motion to that effect, then we can vote on it. And let's do this. Let's ask, if you don't mind, we'll officially ask if anyone else. That's the appropriate thing, is to see if anyone else would want to speak with regard to this particular application for security bars on the house there at York Street. And I don't believe we have anybody, but we've given the opportunity.
Okay, so you're saying I should sit and wait for a while.
Review
and see if any other people come in. And
No, we just
have to, for the record.
Oh, I see.
If this gentleman over here has an opinion, he's welcome to speak, but I don't think he does. So, but we have to do that. But we'll go ahead and probably vote right now, have a vote.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, with respect to application 15-001035, I make a motion that we approve the application with the proviso that simplified grills for these security devices be submitted administratively for mm-hmm. approval.
Mm-hmm. Without ornamental.
Without any of the ornamental filigree,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
Simple design.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I need to bring in pictures or drawings of something else I'm going to do again to be looked at, or mm-hmm. yeah, well, okay.
Mm-hmm. And you would be in touch with Ron Hanna.
Okay.
In the planning department.
You need a second. Mm-hmm.
Oh, in planning.
I'll need a second. Second.
Yeah, and we have a motion and a second. And any other discussion? Okay, all in favor of the application as we amended it? Okay, we've got a unanimous decision that you could move forward and just bring us some more, specifics on the dimensional part of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay,
good.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Thank you.
Nice little building.
Nice to see it being used.
Yeah, and without its screen porch.
Yeah, without the screen porch.
It would
Looks a lot better.
I hated to approve that.
But then the window grills wouldn't be that obvious.
That's true.
I don't want to offer that option. I remember when we approved it, because we could always come down.
Yeah, right.
I think the grills are that. I think the grills without the screen is probably the trade-off.
Yeah.
The screen made it look good and see the grill and all that. Now, you're going to read the next one, aren't you?
Yes, I was just waiting for you.
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Interim Secretary.
This application is by Glenn D. Hart for the Darley Stable. The applicant is requesting approval for replacement of existing wood paddock and perimeter fencing at 1242 Audubon Drive. The fencing is proposed to be replaced by new Centaur horse fencing. The applicant states that this fencing is safer for both the horses and the people who work with them because it is designed to give instead of breaking. The applicant has attached a brochure which completely describes and details the fencing material and its proposed benefits. The applicant also requests that approval to put in a new paddock-style gates in the same location as the existing gates, and that's shown as Exhibit E.
Mm-hmm.
The Darley Stables was previously Stoner Side Stables and is located in Historic District. Please review the sections of design review manual on walls and fences on page 36, as well as gates and gate posts on page 40.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if I believe we have an applicant here tonight, if you could just come forward and state your name for that recording device.
Glenn D. Hart.
Okay, and I believe you live in Aiken.
I do.
Yep. You want to, what's your address?
5125 Farmstead Drive.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I'll start at the back here at the gate. Can you tell us a little bit about the design of that, your preference, I guess, for this? Are you knowledgeable about that on the back?
Not so much.
Yeah.
The gate was actually a new thing to me. I think that was something that Tim met with Susan when she was picking up the sign from the county side of the road the other day.
Yeah.
And I think he provided that to her. That's the first time I had seen that was when I got this package in the mail.
Now, but do you know where that gate is going? Is it?
I would assume they want to replace all existing gates with that.
Okay.
That's my understanding, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Yeah, we had the reason I began with that is I think we had talked about the other concerns that we may have a modified motion in a moment about it, but I think since we hadn't talked about the gate, I see photos of probably what is the current gate, several gates in here, Exhibit C. And Tommy, maybe you know, perhaps Susan, the very back of it shows, I'm assuming, an existing gate. And would that be one that would turn into this proposed mesh, steel mesh gate?
Yes. I believe all of them would.
All of them. And I think there again, it's a safety issue, whereas a horse can get a foot or a leg through the spaces mm-hmm. between the existing gates. With that mesh, that's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say impossible, depending on how strong the horse is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I personally think that this gate looks fine, and if you read our guidelines, there's no reason that wouldn't be appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Would would you want to include in the motion that the gate is approved maybe as submitted, and that just so we don't lose track of it, and because they need to be, presumably they need to be fabricated, and they're more of a custom thing than the fencing is. And then we had a sort of modified way. We said we could approve it, and if he had his wood fence out in front, it's conforms.
So my understanding of where we are is that we're going to refer the matter to the equine committee to make a recommendation, and the recommendation may be that safety is more important than looks, and we really should go with this, or the recommendation may be, well, we really think it would look better to have the wooden fence in front. So I think those are the two options.
And just so I'm clear, so we're saying that we can do the Centaur if we set it back. We're going to probably approve it tonight. If we set it back 5 feet from what's on that Audubon?
That's what I was suggesting, that keeps it from being held up and totally held up for a month or whatever.
Right.
But we'll have to just see if we have a consensus that if you put on the street, the way our guidelines say, if you put the wood fence, that then we would perhaps approve the protective barrier some distance back.
Okay. But we're okay with doing all that.
Yeah. So again, your choice.
Let me ask you a question about safety. If the horse runs into the post, what happens?
Pretty stout post. They'll probably bounce off of it.
So, I mean...
Yeah. I mean, the post...
I mean, this fence only works when the horse runs in between the two posts.
Well, I don't know.
Right?
You know, it's a new design. I know all of the guys in Lexington have gone to it. I know they got $5 million horses in there. They want to do everything they can to protect them. Mm-hmm. And when they run into a wooden board and it splinters, and I mean, you've seen some of the wounds in the brochures.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a new thing they're all going to. I understand that.
But I was just curious about the post.
I don't know.
Well,
I think you'd have the same problem with any kind of a post.
Well, I
think
that. Unless we made them out of steel.
That's still going to hurt them.
That would be
put the horse out of his misery. But
are these posts closer together than the existing ones? I mean, they you look at this, and it looks like they're closer than what you see out there.
Well, I'm sure they could make a wooden fence that matched that.
Well, I'm sure they could make a wooden one that matches. Just
to my knowledge,
maybe it's just the angle it's at or whatever. But looking at this, it looks. Do you know what the distance is between posts?
I do not, but what they told me is they will not be changing the configuration of it at all, and I assume that to mean they're not going to change the distance of the post. They may replace the post with new, but they're going back in the same place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The distance, if you look at the last page, the distance between the posts looks what is normal today.
That's the way it looks. Me.
If you look out in the distance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, did we resolve that we could, I guess you need to tell us if that would be satisfactory for us to approve the wooden, and you may not be in position to do that, whether we could vote right now that the wooden one is approved, and then we're open to the idea of y'all putting a protective one further back without a whole lot more discussion.
Okay.
But if you want to sort of continue it till the question committee.
Well, so we can go ahead and approve it that way tonight, and we'll also refer it to the equestrian committee And then if there are issues we need to deal with, we can deal with it next month.
That would be great. And that, I mean, they're coming to do the fence anyway on the other side of the road, and if all we get is the 5-foot setback, then they may do that. But if the equestrian committee decides that the safety issue is of enough relevance that we need to be allowed to do this, then we can get rid of the 5 feet and put it on the right-of-way.
Yeah, in the meantime, you can do, I think we are approving, though, it sounds like, the other interior fencing.
Yes.
Is a variation on this one.
Just, the only thing I'm going to bring up is it's a one-time trip for these guys if they can make it. This company that does the fencing is based out of Lexington, so it's not like they can run back and
cheaply. Right. I think it might be worthwhile. Give you all a little lead time if we could approve an interim design. Then you'll be able to do some kind of fence there.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're stuck waiting on a couple of meetings. Okay, does somebody want to make that modified motion?
All right, let's see here. With respect to application number 15-053, first I move that the design for the gate be approved as submitted. Okay, and then that the request for Centaur fencing be approved on the condition that a board fence be placed on the street side, and then the distance between the board fence and the Centaur fence to be determined by the applicant.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, and that actually would be leaving, I guess we would be just leaving the existing wood fence.
Yeah, the existing wood fence is already there. So.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Chuck, there is a note in here that the mayor's paddock would be 8-foot center.
Yeah, I just saw that, and the stallions would be at 8 and the mayor's would be at 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Second.
Okay. And now, do we need to reference the interior? Did you mention the interior that it's as submitted? Because I guess we're approving this vinyl top rail. Looks like it's top rail. It's not electrified, but it's still vinyl top.
All four boards. All four will be vinyl.
Yeah.
So it's going to look like this, right?
It's the Ocala.
Yes,
wait a minute.
Steel
column. Oh, wait a minute. Now, that's the perimeter. But you see, if you flip back, you've got another one where he says interior. Right there. That's the way I was reading it. But it's a variation. It still has the vinyl top. Then it just has cable.
Oh, no. They're going to do the vinyl all the way.
What? All the way down.
Yeah, this...
Why are we seeing that?
No. That's not what I was told. I didn't write that on there.
This is what mine shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then see, this is what McDonald was referring to on the back.
Yeah, somebody submitted it. I mean, somebody who gave us this brochure is making a distinction between an interior one and a perimeter one.
And I'll tell you what may have happened is Susan Prince may have talked to Tim that day. That's where the picture from the gate came from, I assume. She may have written this on here. I did not. It was not in the package that I submitted.
Well, we can.
Can we, if you were going to approve this, can we vote that it, can we do it either way? We can either do the full board vinyl or this on the interior?
Yeah, as long as it's inside the wood.
As long as
it's inside, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That covers me both ways.
Okay. So the motion would be amended to reflect that either the Ocala fencing or the Scottsdale would be acceptable on the interior.
Okay.
Is that okay with the second?
Yeah, second.
Right.
I mean, this seems to have the hot rail taken off, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be four strands?
Yeah.
No, it's that top. I was reading it to mean there is a top vinyl, but it's not electrified.
I'm just reading it's just the cable, looks like.
Yeah. I think it's going to be cable.
Yeah. Which is,
well, that would be the Columbus down below. Now there's just cable.
The Scottsdale's electric.
Correct. Correct.
And then mixing and matching types.
I think the good thing about this is that most of these are interior that we're talking about. It's not on the. We know what we want on the street, and that's really what we're approving.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so there's some. There are several variations that we would approve on the interior.
Mm-hmm. And just to comment for the record that we're making these requirements because our guidelines strongly are opposed to having vinyl on the street front, but we believe that this is this would be acceptable because you have the wood on the street front.
Yes. That's
on
right.
One side of the road.
Yeah. On the city side of the road.
On the city side of the road.
On the pretty side.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to note that we don't have anyone here who wants to speak either in opposition or in favor of this in the public. Now we have a motion and and I have a second. Okay. All right. Any other discussion?
Can I hear what the motion is again, please?
Well, it was to the effect that that we're approving the gate and then we're approving the centaur fence, but it has to have the wood. It has to be behind the wood fence, and they can determine the gap between the two.
Right.
That's in their discretion. Mm-hmm. And it can be either the Ocala or the Scottsdale.
Yeah, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Either, excuse me, just for clarification, because I'm confused now. You got the wood paddock fencing.
Right.
On the street.
On the street. Then you got the new Centurion or whatever it is.
Centaur.
Centaur fencing on the inside. And that fence that can be either Scottsdale or Ocala.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
okay. That was what I wanted to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Their choice.
All right. All in favor? Raise your right hand. All right.
Yeah.
So I think you have a path forward.
Mm-hmm. Just to be clear, when do you expect I might have a decision whether we can replace it? If we, because I know they don't want to eat up 5 feet of the paddock space on the inside.
Yeah.
Just so I can tell Tim and Rusty at Darling.
Well, we're hoping to. We're going to schedule a meeting, and you know, again, what the Equine Committee does is advisory. So it's advice to this committee. So I guess what you would have to do is come back. And we could discuss it further in July.
They're on the agenda.
Well, the reason I ask if I can push them coming until the middle of July to put the fence in rather than coming the first week of July, then there's a possibility that we may be able to do it.
Correct.
On the street.
And again, Ron Hanna would be your contact to
come.
And it sounds like it'll be a little while before they can meet.
Well, it'll probably be a week. I mean, like 2 weeks before we can.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll set it up tomorrow. And
yeah, and you can let Ron know
when you're going to meet.
Yeah, and you know, you're certainly welcome to come and bring whatever you want or, you know, to the equine meeting, which is actually a lot less formal than this meeting.
That would be great, and Tim may want to come as well.
Yeah, sure. I mean, anybody who wants to come and anything that you want to bring, you're welcome to bring.
And where will that be?
Sometimes it's in there. It depends on what space is available.
Okay, but Ron will let me know time and place?
Yeah, Stuart Biedenbaugh usually sets these up, so I'll have him get in touch with you.
Okay.
Okay?
Great, thank you very much. I'll pass the information along.
Yep. Thank you for bringing the information to us.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned, and if there's no other business.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think that's